Simon Ferrand the White, and we're at Sandown Airport with a Chinook flying above us. Not a standard day, but we're with...
I'm Darren Steed, I'm the Resilience Manager for the Onboard Council.
Now, this is quite an event you've got, okay?
Absolutely. We've got the Chinook from RAF Odium, with ground crew from RAF Benson doing the hooking of the underslung load, which is a high volume pump from the Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service. Currently in the back of the aircraft, we've got Isle of Wight firefighters and some of our council liaison officers that would have to deploy with the high volume pump to a major incident if needed. We've also got ambulance crews involved, WhiteSAF and the voluntary sector, and Maritime and Coast Guard Agency, Southern Water, Environment Agency, a whole host of people here taking part in today's exercise.
And this is a, let's make sure we can do this before we need to know that we might need to do it.
Absolutely. If we were ever to request military aid during a major incident or response to a major incident, then this is what we might get turning up on the island to help us out, either bringing troops, vehicles, specialist equipment over, or actually an aircraft operating on the island and around the island. And this is just us getting used to what that means and what it feels like to do it.
An aircraft is an overall broad term that means helicopter as well as...
It would be any type of military helicopter, unlikely to be a fixed wing type of aircraft.
Yeah, yeah. But all things that fly in the sky are craft of air.
Yes,
so they're
absolutely.
Right. Okay, got it. Okay, because I was reading it, I wasn't quite sure, so it's good to have that clarity. Yeah. So with this is a pump that can pump about 7,000, is it litres a minute?
That's correct, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yep.
I couldn't remember if it's gallons or litres. Probably we're in the modern world, probably litres. But, I mean, this thing, it's just the downforce seems incredible.
I think you're looking at about 85 miles an hour underneath the rotor disk.
Of wind?
Of wind, yeah.
Right.
Which is why we've had a couple of the fire guys working closely with the army guys underneath the aircraft when they're actually doing the hooking.
So
just to give them that experience and see what it's all
shock.
Like. Absolutely, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Wow, well, very impressive. Thank you very much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Cheers.
Thank you. Here it comes back. Thank you.